Facebook, family, friends. Hope you're having a great day. Today's a sunny day, and with hopes and prospects of better weather in the horizon. So what I wanted to talk to you about today is something that affects probably everybody of believers, not just believers, in any situation, work situations, home situations. We really don't know how to deal with conflict or when things happen with somebody. We don't know how to resolve it the right way, how to keep it to ourselves, how to, you know, I was always taught that gossip is something that when you're not part of the problem or part of the solution, that person doesn't need to know. And so I'm going to read from Matthew 18, verse 15, and it says, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault. Just between the two of you, if they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Now, from my experience, it doesn't ever go that far, because most conflicts can end just by talking to the person themselves. If somebody comes to me and says they have a problem with somebody, I will always ask, did you go to that person? You need to go to that person, because there's nothing I can do at that point, or should do. They need to resolve it. And there's a few things that will happen when we follow Matthew 18. And one is that if they got nobody to talk to, if they got nobody that's going to listen, if you can raise up a body of believers that will stop them in their tracks and send them back to whoever that problem is with, what will happen is gossip and slander will cease. If they have no one that's going to listen to it, if someone wanted to give a bad report, those around him would ask, have you gone to him first? Number two, Christians will edify each other. The steps of Matthew 18 are built-in basis for giving and receiving loving correction within the body of Christ. Work to exhort one another daily. But it's so easy to go somewhere else. It's so easy, especially if you're harboring something against someone, to want to talk about that person, and instead of fixing the problem, you're just making it worse. Three, loyalty will build security. So many of us feel insecure in our position because of we've heard people maybe talk about us, or someone come against us, or never bringing it to us. I have found so many people that were told certain things, but they never came to me to see if that were true. Because if they did, we could have solved it. But loyalty will build security. And don't we all want more security? And this world that we live in is so unsecure. It's so unsafe. It can feel that way. And so the people that we're around, we want to feel secure in those relationships. While I can't change anybody else's thinking or process for working out problems, I can change mine. I can make sure that I'm doing everything possible to work out relationships so that I don't harbor anything, no ill feelings, and can work through it. Four, physical health will improve. Proverbs 15:30 says a good report nourishes the bones, or the opposite is a negative report rots the bones. And so I don't know about you, but I don't want rotten bones. I want my bones to be nourished, and I want my health to prosper. Negativity and negative words and negative actions destroy our body. We're not made for that, and we don't perform well when we're entrapped in negative thinking or speaking negatively. We're destroying our own health. And fifth and most important is that the world will believe. They'll believe that God is real. Amen. That if us saints, if we could just stand up and do this thing and do it right, the mark of a true Christian to the outside world is the quality of his love for other Christians. John 13:35 says this, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." That's how everybody will know. They won't know by any other action. Love is the most powerful force on earth, and love is what will convince others that God is true and that God is love. So if we want the world to believe that God's love is real, then we need to show that God's love is real. And one of the best ways to do that is to resolve conflict, resolve issues one-to-one, just as Matthew 18 instructs us to. So anyway, I hope that you have a great day and that things are working out for you the way you want them to. Just remember, speak life, don't speak death. And if you have a problem with someone, don't talk to someone else. They can't fix it for you. Go to that person. Amen. Amen.